We learned the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chof from the base yesterday. And the Gemara assumes that the principle of Esed Decholoi Sesei applies min HaTorah to the situation of Yibum if the Yevama is only a Chaybi Lavin. If it's a Chaybi Krisis, the rule is Ein Esed Decholoi Sesei Sheyesh Bokoris. And if it's a Chaybi Lavin V'Esei, an Almana min HaNisuin, and the surviving brother is the Kain Gadol. So the Kain Gadol is also the Almana min HaNisuin Tzeseh V'loi Tzeseh, Sein Esed Decholoi Tzeseh V'Esei. But in all the other cases where it's a Chaybi Lavin, the Yivama is a Nesino, the Yivama is a Mamzeres. So min HaTorah, the woman is Misyabemis, and it's only with the Rabbana that we say, Gzeir Bir Rishayna Ato B'Yashniyah. So the Gemara says that we apply Esed Decholoi Tzeseh to the mitzvah of Yibum. It's a mitzvah, a regular mitzvah. So based on this Gemara, Tosis and Bava Basra, Yud Gimel of Aleph is bothered with Akasha. There is a machlokes de shamayim b'silah that's recorded in the middle of Maseches Gittin. If you have a person who's a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chur, how do you have such a person? Chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chur, how does it exist? If I own an eved k'nayni and I'm a shachar chatzi avdi, so there's a machlokes hatanoim in Gittin, and we paskin that even the chatzi that I'm a shachar is not yotze l'cheres. Just like you have to be megarish your wife, either all megareshes or not at all. You can't be megarish lachatzoin, so you can't be meshachar and have a knani lachatzoin. There's a gzerish alolo meisha. The get has to be a sefer krisis davar karz ben ola beno. So the shtar shichar has to be a sefer krisis davar karz ben ola beno. How does such an animal exist? A chatz yeve v'chatz mecher. So the Gemara explains, no, l'chol ha'deis, it's possible. You don't have to say that it only exists according to that Tana who holds the Odom Meshachar Chatzi Avdai. Even the way we paskin that you cannot be Meshachar Chatzi Avdai, what if you have an Eved Shal Shnei Shutfim, and each Shutf only owns 50%, or one owns 70%, one owns 30%, however the percentage happens to be, and one of them is Meshachar, the whole Bailus that he has. So it's Lo Shir Bikinyana, he was Meshachar everything. As far as he's concerned, that's a sefer krisis. Davakar is ben ola beino. He no longer owns any share at all in the Eved K'nani. So everybody agrees that such a person exists. You can have an individual, a chatzi eved v'chatz mechon. Chatzi v'chatzi doesn't necessarily have to be 50-50. It can be 30% and 70%, like a chatzi shir asman ha-Torah. Some people misunderstood. They thought only chatzi shir asman ha-Torah. It's a half of a kezayis. And if you have a quarter of a kezayis, then it's only with the Rabbanan. So all of the posts can point out that that's a mistake. Chatzi shir asman ha-Torah means a mashahu, even if it's way less than chatzi. It's lav dafka chatzi. So you have a chatzi eved v'chatzi menchor. So the din is that, so whom does he work for? So the Mishnah says, if it's 50-50, so every other day he works for the Yadon, and Kol Mashakon Evikon Rabbah, and every other day he works for himself and he puts the money in his own bank account. He's a split personality. What about getting married? Whom should he marry? So the Mishnah says, Bisil say that's the halacha. Eved is Rabbi Yamech, Besatz Mi Yamechod, and you leave him like that, and he's stuck for life. And the Shammai say that's not fair. Tikante Mes Rabbo, this is a good arrangement for the Odon. The Odon is going to get half of the malacha that the Eved will do every other day. The malacha goes to the Odon. Esatz Malo Tikante. What's going to be with a Shidduch? He'll never get married. Lisa Shivchein Yochol. He can't marry a Shivcha because he's a Chatz Mechon. Lisa Baschon Yochol because he's a Chatz Yeved. Livotel, should he remain single? That's a disaster. Halola nivhoel mele lepiru v'rivyu shenemar. Apostik in Yishai l'to baro. L'shevis yitzorah. The Rebbe Shalom created the world that people should get married and they should have children. Ella, the Shammai say, we have to make a takana d'rabbanan. Kofinus rabba bosa osano ben chorin. We pressure the Yodon that he should free the Eved K'naini. So now he'll be able to marry a Yisraelis. He'll be able to marry a Baschorin. But why did we take away? An Eved is a valuable possession. Years ago there was a slave market. So you buy an Eved, so he's worth a lot of money. You own a half an Eved. You own 50% or 30% or 70% of an Eved. It's also worth the money. So this takana de rabbanon only was kofen esrab avos and also ben chorin. We pressure the adam to give ishtar shichwe to the eved. However, because ishtar al chatzi domov, and the eved has to write an IOU to the adam that in the event that in the future he should come into money, he should work so well that he should earn a lot of money, he should pay the adam for his value. How much was the chatzi eved worth? Kamu shovelim kabashuk. How much would it be worth to buy a half an eved? Either 50%, 30%, 70%, whatever percentage the Yodan owns. So this for a while was the Machlekes Beshamen Bisil. And then at a later time, because of Bisil, Horiskedevi Beshamen. Bisil backed out and they saw the light and they agreed with the Beshamai that Kofen is Rabbah, and also Ben Chur. So Taisus there on Yud Gimel Amen Aleph has a gigantic Taisus. Taisus appears in other Mesichtas as well, but it's better known from Bava Basra, Yud Gimel Amen Aleph, because the Taisus is so gigantic. It was gigantic because they took a few Taisus and they put them all together. They're really separate paragraphs. So at the beginning of the Taisus, they're bothered with Akasha. Why don't you say, just like over here we say, the mitzvah says, of Yuvama Yovalehu is Decha Deloy Sesei, of Almana Lekain Gadol, if it will be Almana Min Erisin, or it's Decha Deloy Sesei of Mamzeris, or Decha Deloy Sesei of Grusha Lekain. Well, the Yisr of Nesina, everybody knows what the Nesinim are. Rashi doesn't talk about it over here. Who are the Nesinim? Everybody knows. The Nesinim are the Zayin Humash and the Zgairu. Chiti Amar, a priest like Lucifer, Gegoshe, the Zayin Minim. So there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Lois is Chaten Bom. So there's a Machlekes in the Gemara and Yevamos later, where the Lois is Chaten Bom applies Benochru Yusam. You're not allowed to intermarry with a non-Jewish person. And it's really lav dafka the Zainumis. You're not allowed to intermarry with any non-Jew. But lachash in his gairu, it's permissible to marry the Zainumis like it's permissible to marry any other gersh in his gair. And the whole, but the Nesinim were given their name because Yeshua ben Nun, it says, Vayitnem Yeshua l'chot v'yetzim l'shoa v'imoyim. Yeshua ben Nun, there was Zainumis, some of the Zainumis, dressed up, they made believe that they were not from Eretz, so they made believe that they were from Eretz Rechoika. And they came to Yeshua ben Nun, they sent a representation to Yeshua ben Nun, to Mimizdik, and they said, we understand you want to kill all the people in the world. The Jews are out to wipe out the whole world. We want to make peace with you. Yeshua ben Nun says, where do you come from? So they said, we come from South Africa. So Yeshua ben Nun says, no, we're only interested in wiping out the Zainumas who live in Eretz Yisrael. Achrim Tachrim, so they said, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua ben Nun made an agreement with them. He's not going to kill them. Then the next day, they found out that they were fakers, that they were from the Zayin Humas, and there was a din of Achrim Tachrim. So because of the Shvuah that Yeshua ben Nun took, questionable whether the Shvuah was binding because it was on false pretenses. The Shvuah was a Shvuah b'sheker, a Shvuah b'toyes. The Shvuah that he's not going to wipe them out was a Shvuah b'toyes. But still, they were afraid of Chil Hashem, so they didn't kill him. And it says, Vayitnim, and then they converted. And it says, Vayitnim Yeshua l'chot v'yaitzim l'shoa v'imoyim. They agreed to serve as Avodim for Bnei Yisrael. So Yeshua ben Nun declared that they're not allowed to marry Jewish people. So the Pashup shot, perhaps, is because an Eved, since Yeshua ben Nun declared they should serve as Avodim for the Jewish people, so an Eved is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. And a Shiv HaKnainis is not allowed to marry a Jewish boy. Where is that pasuk that an eved is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl? Lo yeh kaddish v'lasiya kadesha. So the Targum Munkelis writes, lasiya kadesha means a Jewish girl is not permitted to live with an eved k'naini because ain kiddushin tofsin. And lo yeh kaddish means a Jewish boy is not allowed to marry a shivcha k'naini because ain kiddushin tofsin. If one party or the other is an eved and the other party is a free person, so the din is that ain kiddushin tofsin. So that's considered kadeshus. So the Pashta says that that's a din d'oraisa. An eved lisa shivcha and a yochel lisa baschorin and a yochel, because an eved is not allowed to marry a baschorin and a shivcha is not allowed to marry Yisrael, a ben chorin.
Doesn't the Rambam write you one of these?
Right, the Rambam writes that it's only midirabbanon. The haraya, the proof that the yisur shivcha k'nainis is only midirabbanon, is because the eved k'nainis is muta, a Jew who is an eved ivri, and eved ivri is muta b'shivcha k'nainis. So the Rambam says how can it be that an Eved Ivri is muta b'shiv haknainis if it's an Issa deraisa? So it's all right that it's really muta for everybody. So what's the chiddush of the Eved Ivri? Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, in the end of Temura, is that that's exactly what the Chiddush is. That a Ben Chorin is not allowed to live with a Shivcha Knainis, and an Eved Ivri is Mutter. And that's the Chiddush of an Eved Ivri. So according to the Rambam, what is the Chiddush? The Gemara says that Eved Ivri is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? According to Rambam, the Chiddush is that Rabba the Yodin can demand of him, he can insist that he should sleep with the Shivcha Knainis. That a Jewish person is Mutter B'Shivcha Knainis is Mutter Menat Torah. But no one can force me to live with the Shivcha Knainis. Here, if the Yodin insists, he wants to have Lodos from the Shivcha Knainis, because so the Yodan is Rabba Mosalo Shivcha Knainis. That's a strange Rambam. Then the Rambam says, Valihi Oven Ze Kal Bi'Einecho. You shouldn't think that it's only the Rabbanon, so it's not so Chomer. He says, no, it's only the Rabbanon, but it's a very Chomer Diki. So Shari Unkelus Hager, Tirgame, Unkelus writes on this Pasuk, Liya Kodesh, Lasi Kadeshu. Unkelus writes in a misleading fashion. That's what it sounds from the Rambam. Unkelus is trying to mislead us into believing that the Issa Shivcha and the Issa Eved is an Issa Deraisa. Very strange. Unkelus doesn't mislead us. Unkelus wrote his Pirush based on Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. He learned by the Tanoim. So what does it mean Unkelus wrote an Asmachta? Unkelus always gives Pshuto Shal Mikra. So that's a problematic Rambam. We're not sure exactly how to deal with that Rambam. Some interpret that the Rambam never said it. He meant something else. Very problematic. So here, Tosis is bothered with the kasha. Why did Basil and Bishamai both assume that Lisa Shivchen Yochel, Lisa Baschorin and Yochel, let her marry a Baschorin, and we should say just like in our Gemara, the din is that Ese Decha Loisese, the Ese of Yibum is Decha de Loisese of Mamzeris, or the Loisese of Grusha Lekoina, whatever happens to be, why don't we say that Ese Decha Loisese, the Ese Piri River, you should be Decha de Loisese of Loisia Kadesh and Loia Kadesh. So the Chatz Yevid of Chatz Mechorin should be able to marry either a Baschorin or a Shivcha Knanis, whichever he would like to marry. That's Tosis Kasha. Well, we start to explain what a Nesinim, what the Nesinim are. So just to get back again, the term Nesinim refers to the Zainumish and his Gairu, or their descendants. Atzoit Kaladuris, and the reason why we call them Nesinim is based on the Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua, where it says, Vayitim Yoshua Luchot V'yetzim L'Shua V'imayim. And that's a Machlokes later in the Gemara, Machlokes Amoraim, and it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in a few places in Shas. How do we paskin Halacha L'maisa? Do we paskin Nesinim Aranisa Deraisa? On the Sinim Aranisa de Rabbanim. And the Machlekes is, how do you read the Pasuk? They say, Loises Chatnim Bom goes Benachri Yusam. But after the Zionumis will convert, it's at the Gomit to marry them. And the whole prohibition to marry the Sinim is only with the Rabbanim instituted by Yeshua ben Nun. What's the nature of the Yisr? Like Eved V'Shivcha. There's an Yisr, Eved V'Shivcha. So since Vayitim Yeshua L'Chot V'Yitzim L'Shua V'Maim, Yeshua was Gozer Aleim Avdus, Mela, once he declared that they have the status like an Eved Knaini, so Eved Knaini the Shivcha Knainis is also the Israelis, also the Israel. Or should I say no? That Binach Reusam, that's a different Isra. You're not allowed to intermarry with an Anjou, is a different Pasuk. This Pasuk, Losel Chatm Bom goes, that's Pshita, Binach Reusam. The Pasuk, Losel Chatm Bom goes, Lachash in his Gairum. And even though any other ger, if a Japanese non-Jew, non-Jew from Holland, a non-Jew from France, or Spain, or Italy, any other non-Jew converts, they can marry a Jewish person. The Zainumish and his Gairud is an Issa deraisa to marry them. So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether the prohibition of Nesinim is an Issa deraisa and Issa derabban. The Ramban has a compromise shita, because there are stiras in various Gemara, so the Ramban has a compromise shita, which the Magen Mishnah quotes, that sometimes Nesinim are deraisa, sometimes Nesinim are derabbanan. The Dor Rishon, the Nochri who used to be Achiti Amar Apriz Ayvusi Bahagir Goshe, he was once from the Zainumis and he converts. That person, that's an Issa deraisa to marry him. But once he marries a Jewish person, let's say one of the Nesinim converts and he marries a Ger. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether Kahal Ger Mikri Kohol or Kahal Ger Lo Yikri Kohol. It's also in Yivamis later, where Machlekes of Yudim Rav Yosi, Machlekes HaTanoim. A ger is not allowed to intermarry for the non-Jew. Question is, is he permitted to marry a mamzeris? When the Torah prohibits Le'yov a mamzer b'kahal Hashem, what does it mean? A mamzer is not allowed to marry a Jewish person. So they say, Kahal ger mikri kohol, So a mamzer is not permitted to marry a ger or a giora. So they say, no, kahalim lo yikri kol. They're not included in kahal Hashem. So we pass on la locha kahal gerim lo yikri kol. So the gerim amutter and all the psili kol. If a ger is permitted to marry a mamzeris, it's not recommended. A ger is going to marry a mamzeris, the children will all be mamzer. Not such a smart thing to do, but strictly speaking, he fell in love and he wants to marry the mamzeris, and he's prepared to suffer the consequences that all of his children will be mamzer. So the din is that the kal gerim lo yikri kol. So a ger is permitted to marry a mamzer. So let's say one of the zaynumish in his gairu is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. If you hold that it's an isa deraisa, the pasuk lo says chatam bom goes lachash in his gairu. So who's he going to marry? He'll marry another one of the zaynumish in his gairu. A nasin will marry a nesina, or the nasin and the nesina will marry a ger or a giyor. It's the way we pass from la locha kahal gerim lo yikri kol. So the gerim are permitted to marry all the psule kol. But there is a din. Nonetheless, even though the ger is permitted to marry the mamzeris, the children will be mamzer. That's the mishnah in the end of kiddushin, that kol mokum sheyesh kiddushin, the ein aveira havlad halachachar apogum. One of the parents is a mamzer. One of the parents is has a psul, nisinim or something like that, or the mitzri darishin darsheni, or so, something like that. So the children will carry over the psul. So that's the Ramban's compromise. The Ramban says that Nisinim is an Isa deraisa, the Dainum, and his Gairu, the Dorishan, the one who converted, is an Isa deraisa of Lysis Chatan Bom. But the halacha that it's transmitted, the Doris, that halach, Havlad Halach Achra Pogum by Nisinim, that's only Midirabbana. That's not Benatar. So the three different opinions. So here Tosfos is bothered with this Kasha, this gigantic Tosfos, Yud Gimlam and Aleph and Bob Vasa, you can't miss it. It's another Mesichtis as well, Tosfos and Chagig and the Tosfos and Gittin. But here it's more conspicuous because half of Amud Gemara is taken up by this big fat Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered, part of the Tosfos, the first few lines, is bothered with this kasha. Just like an Adaf on Daf Chof, you say, Esa Decha Lo Sese, the essay of Yibum is Decha De Lo Sese of Mamzeres. So why not say over here, Esa Decha Lo Sese, the essay of Pira Verivya should be for the Chatz Yebed V'Chatz Menchorin. Let the essay of Piri Verivya be doicha the iser of a neved marrying a Yisrael. What was the question? Whom should he marry? The Chatzi Yevi b'Chatz Mechon should marry whom? He should marry a Shivcha Knainis. If he marries a Shivcha Knainis, all of Lodas will be Avadim. Are you Yotze Piri Verivya? If all of the Lodas are Avadim? So that's a Gemara later. In the end of Perek Abol Yevimtoi, towards the end of Perek Alboy of Imtoi, the Gemara discusses, the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses the details of the mitzvah Piri Verivya. So the Gemara has a machleg zab yechen of Ishlokish. What would be the din? It's on the bottom of Samach Besam and Aleph. A non-Jew was married to a non-Jewish woman, a Nochri and a Nochris, and they had a whole family, and then they all convert. So he said, Gershon is guy kakutin shenol adami. Is the Nochri, and he's still able to have children. Is he obligated to have a son and a daughter after he converts? Or maybe you should say that he's in fulfillment of Pir Verivya with the children that he had from before. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Eish Lokesh. That's on the third wide line on Samach Bey Samad Aleph. It Mahoyla Bana Biyosa Ove Kacham in Izgar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Oh, that's the wrong Gemara. The Gemara has a double machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Eish Lokesh, by Pchor Lenachla, and the other one is about Pir Verivya. Here, the last narrow line and the first wide line on Samach Besim and Allah. Hoyla bana biyosav gacham in his gayer. Rabbi Yochanan makim Pir Verivya. Rabbi Yochanan says he's in fulfillment of the mitzvah. He doesn't have to have more children after he converts. Eish Lokesh amalo kim Pir Verivya. Eish Lokesh says not yet. So the Gemara says, why? Because Gerushan is got kunshin aladam and is not related to those children anymore. So what does Rabbi Yochanan hold? That Yotze Piri Rivya, even though you're not related to the children. That's l'chor what it sounds like. So the Gemara says wrong. Even Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that Hoyla Bani Menachar Yusuf in his Gayer, Yotze Piri Rivya, but even Rabbi Yochanan will agree, that's around the 15th wide line, Hakol Moedim Be'evet Shein Lo Yachas. This everyone agrees. If there was an Eved Kenayni, he was living with the Shivcha Kenaynis, and he had a whole family, sons and daughters, And then they free the Ebbe Knaini as Yotze Lecherus. So everybody agrees, Bein le Rabbi Yechid, Bein le Reish Lakish, he's not in the fulfillment of Pirv Rivya with the children that he had, Biyoso Ebbe Knaini, because Ebbe Knaini ain't lo Yachas. Shulach Ampar Machamor Amadam Alachamor, just like a Chamor has no Yachas, so too an Ebbe Knaini has no Yachas. So you see Beferish from the Gemara, that even Rabbi Yechanan, who says, Hoy Labon Biyoso Ebbe Kachamin is Gair, is Yotze Pirv Rivya, it's not because he says that you don't have to, the vladis don't have, the children don't have to be misachas after you in order to fulfill a mitzvah. Not true. The Gemara says, Hakal Moedim Be'evid, that's by the tiny letter Gimel. That's about 10 lines, or 13 lines from the bottom of the daf. Hakal Moedim Be'evid She'en Lo Chayis. If it would be an Evid who had children, he gave birth, he had children while he was in Ebbe Knaini, Ebbe Dein Lo Yachas, even though everybody later on will be Nishtacher, he won't be Yotze Piru Rivi. So you see, Rabbi Yechanan also agrees that you have to have the Vlad should be Misyachas after you. So when does Rabbi Yechanan say that Hoy Labonim Biyosov Gechamin Izgar Yotze Piru Rivi? Why is that? The answer is he holds that you don't apply Gershon Izgar Kekotin Shanola Dami to this case. If you would have said Kekotin Shanola Dami, so he would have to agree with Reish Lakish. It's not that they argue, can you fulfill Piru Rivi? If the children are not Messiachas after you. No, they all agree. If the children are not Messiachas, you're not Yotze. That's why Hoyla Bana Biosa Eved, Lechola Deis, you're not Yotze Piruvi, because the children are not Messiachas. Eved ain't lo Yachas. The whole Machlekes only is Hoyla Bana Biosa Abikachavim. So Rish Lakish says, Kukotin Shanola Dami. That's what I would have said. Kukotin Shanola Dami. So the children are not Messiachas after the fathers. I was a Yotze. Rabbi Yechanan holds, for some reason or another, that Kekotin Shanola Dami only applies with respect to Kroivim. That's a sugya later in Yevamos. There's a sugya later in Yevamos like that. That if a brother and a sister converted, Menatera, they're allowed to marry each other. It's only awesome in the Rabbanon. Or there's a Gemara that's coming up in the Chops, and Chav Dalet also. Where is it? Chav Beis, Chav Dalet. If two brothers convert, here it's Chav Beis and Manalef right before the Mishnah. The Menatari say Gershon is got Kekotin Shanola Dami, so two brothers who converted are kosher leidus together. A kosher leidus one against the other, because they say Kekotin Shanola Dami. So we only apply Gershon is got Kekotin Shanola Dami to limited situations. Benegia to Kroivim Psulim Leidus, we say Kekotin Shanola Dami, and Benegia to Kroivim, that Menatari, there's no Isser Arayis, there's no Isser Gil Arayis. But with respect to the Dinapir Rivia, for some reason or another, Rabbi Yechanan holds that you don't say Kekotin Shanola Dami. So this is Muchach in the Gemara, and Samach Beis Amar Aleph, that Bein le Rabbi Yechanan, Bein le Reish Lakish, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, Piru Rivya, we require that the Bein should be Misyaches after the father. That's the Shalat. Let's say a woman has artificial insemination from her own husband. A couple is married, and they can't have children without the assistance from a doctor. But the child will be from the mother and the father. So that's a question. If you have artificial insemination, is the Vlad Messiachas after the father? Could be the Vlad is only Messiachas. Let's say the father's a Kohen or a Levi. And then he had children with his own wife through artificial insemination. Would you say the children are Messiachas after the father, that the father's a Kohen, they can duchen, and the father's a Levi, they get the second Aliyah, and when the father dies, they get the Yerusha. When the father dies, the mother will not need chalitza because the children are Messiachas after the father. Maybe we should say children are only Messiachas after the father. If the children were born, kederach kol ha'olam, if he had a bia with the woman, if it's nesabra without a ma'isa bia, without physical contact, maybe then the bein is not Messiachas after the father. So this is a question that's raised in Ebenezer at the end of Siman Aleph, the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Hagos HaSmak, one of the Balei Torah who wrote a Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. Rabbi Yitzchak Mikurvail wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. This is Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. Rabbi Moshe Mikutzi, also another Balei Torah. So the Hagos HaSmak is by the Rabbeinu Peretz. Ha'oris on the Sefer Mitzvahs Katan. So the Ha'oris on the Beis Shmuel, the end of Siman Aleph. Beis Shmuel is the standard commentary on the side of the Ebenezer. So the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Hagos HaSmak that if a woman was Nisabra Bambati, a woman went bathing and there happened to be some Zera there, some Shechva Zera there, and it went into her body, she became Uberis, highly unlikely, probably odds are a million to one, it's not going to happen, it's probably impossible, okay. So if such a thing will happen, so the Beis Shmuel quotes the Hagos HaSmak that the Bein is not Misyachas after the father. So that's the shaila. Maybe it's only Nesarba Bambati accidentally. Maybe if they wanted it on purpose, they went to a doctor, they asked the doctor to do artificial insemination. Maybe then it's different. Maybe the Agos HaSmak didn't mean to say that the Bein is only Misachas after the father if the pregnancy occurred Kederach Kol Ha'olam. Maybe he meant to say only if it happened accidentally, B'mikra. Maybe he meant, no, that's unclear exactly what Agos HaSmak said. So that's a shaila. Is the Bein Misachas after the father if they'll do artificial insemination? Could be that not. Could be that not. Today they say, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that yes. But years ago, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that was also under question. That was also under debate.
Why isn't it that there should be a chiluk based on the kavan, whether she wanted to be nistaber from them or not? What difference does that make?
I don't know. There's room to distinguish.
Why?
Because the normal kederach kol olam, the man and the woman are together. They want to be together. See, if they want to have a vlad, so they did it on purpose. So then there's a connection between the vlad and the donor of the zera. But if it happened accidentally, so then there's no connection.
Or the reason why a person's misyaches after his father is not because the father, when he did the meisabia, had kavana to create a child. It's not because there was a meisabia.
Okay, there was contact. He wanted to be with this woman. So if either he physically wanted to be with the woman, or they wanted the zera to connect, link up with the woman. But if everything was b'mikras, and maybe then there's no contact. So what exactly, what was Tosis Kasha here again? Why do we have to free him? Why don't we say Esedechalosesi? What's going to be Esedechalosesi? What? We should allow him to marry a Shivcha Knainis? Ain't Kiddushin Topsin. So we should allow him to live with a Shivcha Knainis. So Shivcha Knainis, all the children will be Avodim Knainim in Shivcha Knainis. So they're not Messiahs after anybody. The Gemara said on Samach Beis Amar Aleph Hakal Moedim, that you're not yet superior of Rivia, because the Eved ain't lo yachas. So what was Tosis Kasha? No, he should live, the Chatzieva v'chatz mecharen should live with a Bas Yisrael. So the Chatz ben Charen has no problem. Chatz ben Charen is muta b'Bas Yisrael. Chatz Yevet is osir. So why don't you say Esedecha lo yisese? And if you say Esedecha lo yisese, the vlad will be misyaches after the father. Again, he'll only be at superior rivia if the vlad is misyaches after the father. Father's a chatziyevit. Father's a chatziyevit. Is the vlad misyaches after the father in the case of a chatziyevit? Question. So this is a nibaya. This is a nibaya the leib sheet and gittin. This is a nibaya the leib sheet in the middle of gittin. Gemara has a suffix. Chatzi Yevet v'chatzi ben Chorin, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, whether Kiddushin are Topsin or not. The Gemara has a suffix. Chatzi Yevet v'chatzi ben Chorin, who's Mekadosh and Isha, are the Kiddushin Topsin. What's the suffix? Usually we say Shvulachem Poim HaChamor, Ham Adoim HaLachamor, that just like HaChamor is Ein Lo Yachas, so the Yevet K'nayin is also Ein Lo Yachas. So from that pasuk Yevet, Ein Lo Yachas, we established two dinim. Number one, Ein Kiddushin Topsin be'Eved, or Ein Kiddushin Topsin be'Shivcha K'nainis. A Ben Chorin marries a Shivcha, or an Eved marries a Yisraelis. So Eved Ein Lo Yachas, there's no Yachas of Ishus, and also there's no Yachas that the children are not Mesiachas after the father. It's all based on the same pasuk. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din if he's a chatzi? Let's say we discussed yesterday a little bit, I think. What's the din if you have a chatzi eved and a chatz mecharen? So the chatzi eved is not chayv in tefillin, it's not chayv in lulav, it's not chayv in shofar, but the chatzi ben mecharen is chayv. So the chatzi eved and chatz mecharen is chayv because of the chatzi ben mecharen. What about aliyah laregel? So we said, the Gemara says, I think we discussed it yesterday, no? What about aliyah laregel? So the Gemara says on the first daf in Chagiga that a chatzi eved and a chatz mecharen is not chayv in aliyah laregel. Why? Because there, there's a pasuk. Shalosh pam, the pasuk appears three times, and one of the three times, the pasuk reads Shalosh pam alshana yirah kol zchurcha es penei ha'odan Hashem. Misha ein le'elo od nechod yotzezeh sheyesh lo od nacher. But the chiyav aliyah leregel only makes sense if you can have a direct relationship with Hakadosh Baruch Hu as your odon. If the fellow's an eved k'nayni and is kaf up to his odon, his boss of adam odon, his master, is Odon, so then he can't really have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you say that the Eved is Potter from Aliyah LeRegel, is not the blank that the Eved is not mechuyev. The Eved Knaini is not mechuyev in tzitzis and tefillin and shofar and lulav. Blank is not mechuyev. But the Chatzi Ben Charon is mechuyev. So the Chatzi Ben Charon wins when he's a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Charon. He's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs esah shemazman groma. But b'negeta aliyah leregel, avdus is a mafkia. It's a poiter. It makes it impossible to have aliyah leregel. So even if he's a Chatzi Ben Charon, the Chatzi Eved is poiter him, patas him. So the Gemara has such, so l'chor, that's the, by way of background. So the Gemara now has a suffix, what's the nature of the din of Eved ein lo yachas? Do you say Eved is mufka from yachas? Even if you have a chatzi ben chayrin, the chatzi Eved is mafkir him, just like the chatzi Eved is mafkir from aliyah leregel. Eved is mufka from aliyah leregel. So here the chatzi Eved is mafkir, this individual, he can't have tefisas kiddushin. What do you say? No, Eved is a blank. He can't have ein lo yachas. He's a blank. He's not an X. So if you have a chatzi Eved b'chatzi ben charon, so the chatzi ben charon will have tefisas kiddushin. So the Gemara says, Toshma. This is the Gemara's suffix. But the chatzi Eved b'chatzi ben charon is mekadosh and isha, where the kiddushin atopsin and not. If this is right in the middle of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph in Maseches Gitni, boy lehu, by the tiny letter Gimel there, boy lehu, misha chatzi Eved b'chatzi ben charon. Shekidish baschor in mahu. What's the din? So that's l'chor the suffix. Is it like chatziyev vechatz mecharim by aliyah leregel? That avdus is mufka from aliyah leregel. So avdus is mufka from tefisas kiddushin. Avdus is mufka from yachas. Eved ein lo yachas means it's an X, it's a negative. What do you say? No. It's like a mitzvah sesa shazman gomer. Eved doesn't have yachas. If you have a chatziyev ben charim, sure, it's all have yachas. So the Gemara says, Toshma. What's the din if a shor amud kills an odom? A shor tam means the first three times that it kills it is a shor tam, and the fourth time is a shor amud. First three times that it kills is also chayv misa. Shor tam shahargas odom is also chayv misa. So the Gemara asks, how does the shor ever live to kill for the fourth time? The Gemara says the shor ran away to the midbar. So the shor kills four times human beings. So the fourth time he kills an Adam, the Adam has to pay. Fourth time he kills the Yisrael, so the Adam has to pay kofar. So the Gemara has a who do you pay kofar to? To the Yorshin. So the Gemara has a shaila. What if the Shor Hamud kills an Eved Kenaini? Then you pay Shloshim Shalevet to the Adam. What if the Shor Hamud kills a Ben Chayrin? Then you pay kofar to the Yorshin. What if he kills a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chayrin? So the Chatzi Eved, the Odon, is entitled to get Chatzi Shloshim Shalevet. Because he owns half of the Eved, so he's entitled to half of the Shloshim Shalevet. Shaila is, what about the Chatzi Ben Chayrin? So the Chatzi Ben Chayrin, the Yorshim of the Eved, should be entitled to half of the Kofer. So the Shaila is, does he have any Yorshim? Does he, Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin, have any Yorshim? So the Gemara says, that's totally in your Shaila. Whether Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Mechon Shekiddush is Yisraelis, because it's all based on the same pasuk. Shvulachem Paim Achamor Ama Doim Alachamor teaches me that Eved Ein Lo Yachas. Eved Ein Lo Yachas has two parts to it. Number one, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. There's no Yachas of Ishus. There's no Yachas of Kurvo. It's based on the same pasuk. So the Gemara set up a Iboyelu. The Gemara set up a Sofik. What do you mean Eved Ein Lo Yachas? Eved is a blank. He doesn't have Yachas. But if it's a Chatzi Ben Chayrin, then he'll have Yachas mitzad the Chatz Ben Chor. But he say, no, Eved Ein Lo Yachas is a mufka from Yachas. He's an X. So even if it's a Chatz Ben Chor, it'll be like the case of Aliyah Laregel. The Chatz Yavdus is mufka from Yachas. He just can't have any Yachas. So the Gemara says, Toli Zeh B'Zeh will be the Shaila, where the Chatz Yev, the Chatz Ben Chor, has any Yorshim. If he was living with, who is he living with already? Who's he living with? If he lives with the Shifcha Knainis, all the children will be Yavodah Meshvachas. There is nothing to discuss talking. If he lives with the Yisraelis, he violates the din. If the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin lives with the Yisraelis, will the children be misyachas after him partially or not? So the Braisa says that he has Yorshim. No, he's in Chatzi Shloshim Shalevet to the Yodon. Hey, Miss Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin. No, he's in Chatzi Knas Le Rabo. The Yodon of the Chatzi Eved is entitled to half of Shloshim Shalevet. The Chatzi Kofer Lior Shov. So then the Gemara says this on the second wide line on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph and Gittin. The Amrit Kiddushov Lav Kiddushin. And if you hold then Kiddushin Tovsin, then the din should be yarshim min ole. How is it possible to have any yarshim? Why is it not possible to have yarshim? Taisis asks on the daf over there. Taisis di mamascha v'i amrit. So Taisis says, what if a man is bo alachoso? En kiddushin topsin bo aleshus ish. En kiddushin topsin. And if they have a child, the child will be a mamza. Is the mamza related to the boel? Of course he's related. That's his son. Of course he's a yerush. Just because en kiddushin topsin doesn't mean that if you go ahead and you live with that woman and you have a child, the child is not mesiachas after you. So what kind of a tamimistic question is the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking, if en kiddushin topsin, so how can he have yerushim? Why, everybody follows what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. He never heard of a person having an affair without marrying the woman. Chatzi Eved v'chatzi Mecharin zein kiddushin tovsin, goes ahead and he lives with the Israelis and he has a child. If everybody would be such tzaddikim, so it wouldn't exist. So you understand the Gemara's kasha. B'yisal gadai techein kiddushin tovsin, how can I have a yoresh? He can't get married. Yeah, so Tei says, but you can have mamzerim. Mamzerim exists in the world. So someone is bo'al eshesish, ein kiddushin tovsin, but if he lives with the eshesish and they have children, so the children are mesiachas after the father. They are yorshim. So why does the Gemara think over here that if ein kiddushin topsin, then he can't possibly have yorshim? So Taisa says no, b'yeshleimar. No, it's a svara. Taisa says the both dinim are derived from the same pasuk. Shulachem paim achamor amadai malachamor. The Rebbe ein lo yachas teaches you two dinim. Number one, there's no yachas of ishus. Number two, there's no yachas of kurv. A father and a son are not related. So the Gemara had a suffix. What's the nature of this din of Eved Ein Lo Yachas? Is it a mafkia? An Eved is mufka from Yachas, even if it'll be a chatz ben charen. Eved is mufka from Yachas, like Aliyah Leregel. Or do you say, no, an Eved is not mufka from Yachas, he's a blank, he doesn't have Yachas. If it'll be a chatz ben charen, he'll have Yachas, mitzad a chatz ben charen. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara assumed that it's totally Zebezeh. If you should say, V'yisal katay techein kiddushin topsin, the chatz yevet the chatz mechan is mufka from yachas and kiddushin tovsin because avodim are mufka, then he's mufka from having kroivim also, so he won't have any yorshim. So again, so what was Tosfos kasha? The Tosfos in Bava Basra, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the same Tosfos in Gittin and in Chagiga and other places. What was Tosfos kasha? The chatz yevet the chatz mecharin. Why do we call for the odon to be meshachrehim? Why don't you apply the klal from our daf that esei bechaloi sesei? Just like in our daf, we say the essay of Yavama Yavaleha is Deicha Min Atar is Deicha Deloi Sesei of Mamzeris. It's only awesome in the Rabbanan, Gzeh Bi Rishon Ot Bi Yishnir. But Min Atar it's Mutar. So why wouldn't you say the same by the Chatz Yevet and Chatz Ben Chorin? That what? He should live with whom? He should live with the Shivcha Knainis. Hakal Moidim Be'evet, that you're not Yetzir Piri V'Rivi, because the Beit is not Mesiachas after him. So what's Taisis Kasha? He should live with a Yisraelis. He should live with not a Shivcha Knainis, live with Israelis, and he should have children from the Israelis, and he'll be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirev Rivya. Wait a minute. Will he be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirev Rivya? That's the Gemara's Ibayed Leib Shita. So somehow Tosis forgot about it. Tosis is assuming that he will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirev Rivya. If the Chatz Yevet v'Chatz Mechanim, Tosis is assuming like one side in the Ibayed. It's an Ibayed Leib Shita in Gitna, Mem Gimel Amanal. Tosis is assuming that Chatz Yevet v'Chatz Menchorin, who's bo ala Yisraelis, the Chatz Yevet v'Chatz Menchorin will be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirev Rivya with the children that he'll have. They will be Mesiachas Achra, according to that side. So they're bothered with the Kasha. Why do you call for the Odin to be Meshach the Yevet? Call for the Odin to be Meshach the Yevet is really an issue of. How does the Gemara says there's a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael? How do you read the pasuk? Lo'elamayim tavaydu. So Rabbi Yishmael says it's a reshus. If you want to, you have a right to keep the eved lo'eved kanani. The oil and you never have to set him free. You don't have to set him free after sheish. You don't have to set him free when it comes yovel. The only time you must set free the eved kanani is shem v'yayin. If you knocked out one of the rosh evarim, one of the chavtal the rosh evarim, you got to set him free. Otherwise, you don't have to if you don't want to. You want to free him gazuntei. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and we accept Rabbi Akiva's opinion that the Elamam Tavoidu is a chayva. It's not permissible to be Meshachar the Yevet. A Meshachar Avdai, Oiva Be'esei. So Tosis points out, and a few places, Tosis points out, this whole takana of Beishamai and Choz Besil Haris Kedivri Beishamai, they came along to their way of thinking that you have to koyfa the Rabbo Also Ben Chorin, and he writes a shtar al chatzidomav. The Eved writes IOU, $1 million, because he just freed him. He gave him his own freedom. So Tosis points out, you're encouraging, you're pressuring the Odin to violate an Avera of Lielamem Tavoida, but under the circumstances, we say that that's the best thing for the Eved. So Tosis says, why do you have to kai for the Odin to violate the Isser of Lielamem Tavoida? Let him live with the Israelis now. Let him live with Israel. If he lives with the Shitra Knainis, he won't be in fulfillment of the mitzvah Pirvirivi. The children won't be Messiachas Achram. So Tosis Kasha was, let him live with the Israelis, and that's an Ibaidolev Shito. So they're asking according to that side. According to that side. How can the Gemara have a suffix in Git Mem Gimel? Whether the Bonim are Messiachas or not. If the Bonim are Messiachas, so why did you call for the Yodnan to be Meshachrer? Let the Chatzieve v'Chatz Mecharin live with the Israelis, and we'll say yes. That's Tosis Kash. That's Tosis Kash. So Tosis gives a few answers on the Kash. So one of the answers that Tosis gives is that the Isser to live with an Eved Knaini is violated both by the male and the female. All of the dinim. Ish v'kosav ish liish. The Chumash always writes from the perspective of the man. It says, you're not allowed to marry your aunt. So I'm chayv misa, I'm chayv koris. And what about the aunt? Also understood, Ishva kosav ishalish. Menichrusu hanafashas ha'oisois. It says, hanafashas ha'oisois is in plural. So the Gemara says it goes on the boil and on the nevelas, both. And even if it's a kohen begrusha, she's not a kohenis. Doesn't matter. A kohen is not allowed to live with a grusha. So the grusha is going to get malchus also. Not only with the kohen, and even a kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. So I would have thought the issue is only on the kohen gadol. She's not a kohen gadol. So it doesn't matter. The Gemara says later, Hishra kosev ishalish even goes a kohen gadol, everything. The issue is soita lebailo. The issue is on the baal, and the issue is on the isha. Or soita lebail. Whenever there's an issue on the male, there's an issue on the woman as well. So Tosis says, what were we asking over here? The Chatziev v'Chatz Mecharin should be permitted to marry, should be permitted to live with the Israelis based on Eser Deicha Lo Sese. The Eser Pir V'Rivya should be Deicha de Lo Sese that a Israelis is not allowed to live with an Eved Knaini. So Tosis says, from the perspective of the Chatzieved, you have a heter, Eser Deicha Lo Sese. What's going to be Mata, the woman, to live with him? She doesn't have the essay of Pir V'Rivya. There's a machlokes Satanaim, and the end of Perek Abol Yevimtoi, whether the mitzvah Pir V'Rivya only applies to men or to women as well. That's the last Mishnah on Samachem Beis. The last Mishnah in Perek Abol Yevimtoi. So we paskin, Uish mitzvah al Pir V'Rivya avaloi ho'isha. Rabbi Yechem HaBroika disagrees. Al shneim ho'im ha'vayivarach ha'osam alakim v'yem alahem alakim pru revu. Abichem Abroika disagrees, and his opinion is not accepted. We pass on like the majority opinion that only the men have the mitzvah piravia, but the women don't have. Shebis is a machlokes two days in Tosfos. The two Tosfos are not in the same sichta. The Beis Shmuel on the first page in Eben Ezra, the beginning of Eben Ezra, quotes, in addition to the pasuk in Chumash of Peru Revu, you have the pasuk in Yeshaya, Lato Baro LeShebis Yitzor. So Tosfos has two dayas in two different mesichtas where the women who are exempt from Pir V'Rivya, are they also exempt from Shevis? But he's saying, no, the women are mechuyim in Shevis. Shevis, let's say a girl falls in love with a boy who's unable to have any children. She knows in advance he has a medical condition, is unable physically to have any children. So is she allowed to marry him? Women are mamish not b'chuyim in Pir V'Rivya. It doesn't make sense she should marry him because she's madly in love with him and she thinks her love is going to overcome everything, and then later on she'll be the only one who won't have any children. All the other women in the neighborhood are going to be pushing baby carriages. She'll be crying her heart out while she doesn't have any children. But now she's madly in love and she says that she doesn't need any children. So is that permissible for the girl to marry a man that she knows in advance it's impossible for him to have any children? So the Beis Shmuel says that's two opinions in Tosfos. A women mechuyev in Shevis or not? If you say that women are mechuyev in Shevis, so what do you gain by saying like the Chachamim that women are exempt from the mitzvah Pir V'Rivya? So they're mechuyev anyway through the back door. So what do you gain? What's the whole nafkemina in the Machleg Zabechem and Breik and the Chachamim in the Mishnah Samachem and Beis? If women are mechuyev anyway in Shevis, so the Achrayim explain Shloime Kluger explains, based on the Gemara and Samach Beis and Aleph, L'Shevis Yitzara, that pasuk in Yeshaya, that's in Yeshaya chapter Memhei, that pasuk, L'Shevis Yitzara, one will be in satisfying that requirement if he has one child. Peru Revu, they're different opinions, so we pasuk in L'Aloch, you have to have a son and a daughter. So that'll be the shadow. Let's say this girl already was married previously, she has one child. And now the husband died, the husband divorced or whatever. Now she's looking for a shidduch. Is there anything wrong if she marries a man who's unable, physically unable to have any children? So Shevis, she already fulfilled? She had already one child. And Piruvirivya, that's where we pasuk women are not mukhiv in Piruvirivya. But what if she'll marry, she didn't have any children at all? She'll marry the very first husband she'll marry. She hopes that'll be the first and the last husband. She wants to live with him for all of her life. She'll marry a man who's physically unable to have children. So the Beis Shmuel says that'll depend on this machlekes, whether women are mechuyev in Shevis or not. So Taisus again in Bava Basra. Taisus Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Bava Basra is bothered with Akasha. Why did Bishil and Bishamai say, Chaz Bishil Harski, the Rebbe Shammai, they backed out. And they said, Bishamai, you're right. Kof in this Rabbo, Vososa Ben Chorim, because of Lav Shtara Chatzi Domov, why not say, Esed Echolai Sese? What does it mean? Let the Chatzi Ebed and Chatzi Ben Chorim live, not with the Shivcha Knainis, he won't be out to anything. Let him live with the Yisraelis, on the Tzad and the Gemara, on the one side, that the Bonim Amisiach is Acharov, by a Chatzi Ebed and Chatzi Ben Chorim. If you hold the bottom of Mamasiachas, he's not Yotze any Piruvirivya. If you hold the bottom of Mamasiachas, then why do you call for the Yodon to free him? Why don't we apply the rule of Esed Dechalai Sasi? He can't say Gzeir Rishon ought to be a Shnir. No, he has to live with the woman until he has children. So the Biyashnir should also be Muta. So Tosis gives their three answers. So one of the three answers is that the we pasuk and the mitzvah Piruvirivya is only on the man, not on the woman. So the woman doesn't have any mitzvah. So therefore you can't say Esed Dechalai Sasi on the woman. The woman has the Yisr of living with her Eved Kenani is an Yisr on the Losiya Kedosha V'Liya Kodesh. It's an Yisr on the man and Yisr on the woman. So the woman will be in violation of the Yisr of Losiya Kedesha and she won't have the essay of Piru V'Rivya to be Dechal Eloi Sasi. So Rabbi Chana Basaman raises an objection on Ardaf, on Daf Chof. So he says, he dug up, there is a machlekes and the Rishonim regarding the nature of the mitzvah of Yevama Yavo Aleho. So some Rishonim say that Yevama Yavo Aleho is along the lines of Peru Revu. That just like only men are mechuyev in Peru Revu, women are not mechuyev, so the women are not mechuyev in Yevama Yavo Aleho either. The mitzvah is only on the Yavam, there's no mitzvah on the Yevama. We can't encourage the girl to go for Yibam as opposed to Chalitza because of the mitzvah. Mitzvah Sivim Kademis, Mitzvah Chalitza, she doesn't have the mitzvah at all. Mitzvah of Yibam is only mutal on the man. Why? Because the whole idea we were discussing yesterday, the whole idea, true, the pasuk Vayab Chorsha Teleid, is Hamikri Yetzim Midei Pshuto, does mean what it says, but you have the other psukim, which remain. Mein Yivami Lehakim Yochav Shem Yisrael. You see, and Yavinikra Shema Yisrael Beis Chalutza now, he didn't want to Lehakim Yochav Shem. So you see that the main idea of Yibum, really, even though Yibum can be Bia Shalakadarka and Harua, and it's not Roy Lahakom Hashem, and she's already an older woman, she's 60 years old, she's an older woman, she can't have children anyway. She's in Akara now, but it doesn't matter. He's in Akara, she's in Akara, it doesn't matter. The din is a Saris and an Islandess. You don't have Yibum. The Gemara Darshan from that Pasuk, Chavdal and Aman Aleph, the Gemara says, this whole Pasuk is Amikri Yaitzim Dei Pshuta. So we say, Vayabchor mitzvah begodol yabim, asher teleid prat la'ailanis, yokam asher mochev hamesh v'lo yimochev shmo v'yisrael prat la'zeh sh'shmo mochev yasoris. So whenever what's a din, soris or ailanis? If the man who died, the brother who died was a soris, or the brother who's alive is a soris, either the ach hamesh is a soris, or the ach achai is a soris, so there's no din of chalitza yibum, there's nothing, there's no zik at all. You have no chalitza, no yibum. Or if the Yavama is an islandess. So there's no din of Chalitza Yibam at all. But that's only a Soros or an islandess. Soros or an islandess, the whole body grows differently. It's not the same as a woman who can't have children. A normal woman who looks like a female and a whole body develops normally, that's called an akara. There's a hormone imbalance, or some kind of a problem there. and can often be treated with medication. An islandist, there's no way. That's why we have the Tosis on base on base. Tosis said, an islandist, there's no way to straighten out an islandist. Maybe with surgery, but anything less than surgery, it's impossible. It's not just a hormone problem. Let's say you have an older woman, she's 65 years old. She's not going to have any babies. But, okay, so you can call her an akara now, but that's not called an islandist. Or let's say the yavam is an old man, he probably, the yavam probably can't have any children. He's a zokei. So strictly speaking, there is yibam machalitza. We'll have to learn the Gemara, chofem and beis. The Gemara quotes that the Sept is going to talk about it. So since the main idea behind the whole mitzvah of yibam is lahakim liyachiv shem b'Yisrael, in order to have children, so maybe just like, that's what some Rishonim say, just like the mitzvah of Pirei V'Rivya was never given to the women, only to the men, so some Rishonim write explicitly that the mitzvah of Yavama Yavaleha, mitzvah Yibam Kodemus, the mitzvah Chalitza, and the mitzvah of Yibam is only mutal on the Yavam, not on the Yavama. So if there's no mitzvah on the Yavama, so how did the Gemara say on Daf Chof that Esed Dechol Oisesei? Esed Dechol Oisesei is fine mitzad the Yavam. What about mitzad the Yavama? She has the Aveira of the Loisesei, but she doesn't have the Esed. The Gemara said beferish later, Almana like Kain Gadol, they both get Malkus. The Almana gets Malkus and the Kain Gadol gets Malkus. And this Mamzeris and Yisrin Elisai, they both get Malkus. The Ish and the Isha. Ish Vakos of Ish and the Ish. Even by Yisuri Kuhuna, even by Yisuri Kain Gadol. She's not a Kohen, it doesn't matter. Whenever the man is in violation of the Yisr, so the woman is also in violation of the Yisr. So according to that, that's the Kasha. According to that opinion in Tosfos, that you, in Baba Basu Yud Gimel, that you can't apply Ese Dechalai Sese to the situation of a Chatzi Ebed, a Chatzi Men Chorim, because the Ish, only the Ish is Mitzuvah and Piri Verivya. The Ish is not Mitzuvah and Piri Verivya. So she has the Aver, she doesn't have a Mitzvah. So what's on Daf Chof? So the simple answer is that Yavama Yavala is the Mitzvah both on the Yavam and the Yavama. So Bechon Yesta, but there is an opinion in Rishonim that it's not so. That the mitzvah is only on the Yavam. Who? Where did he get such a Rishon? So I think he quotes it. It's quite a Pekiyas. He quotes, there's a long tshuva written by Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, an unknown figure, to the Ravid. The Ravid sent the Shaila to Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat. Which mitzvahs do we recite a bracha? Which mitzvahs do we not recite a bracha? And when do we recite Al and when do we recite Le? Lehisatev betzitzis and Al achilas morer. When they say Al, when they say Lech. So the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin has a bit of a discussion, Al and Lech, and a bit of a discussion when you do say Bracha, when you don't say Bracha, but not, the Gemara doesn't come to any firm conclusion. So that's what the Ravid asked of Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, what's the story? So he wrote a long tshuva, and the whole thing is printed in the beginning of the Avu Drama. It goes on for pages and pages, this long tshuva. He talks about everything under the sun there. He talks, he has to explain that. All the 248 mitzvahs I say. How come he don't say a bracha on this? How come he don't say a bracha on that? So he has to come up with klolik. So he talks about yibum. There's no bracha recited when you perform yibum. Why not? So part of the story is that the mitzvah of yibum is only mutal on the yavam, not on the yavam, because it's along the lines of Piri Verivya. So just like we paskin against Rabbi Yechem Abroika, women are not mechuyev in Piri Verivya, so women are not mechuyev in Yavama Yavaleha either. So that's what Rabbi Chanan asks, if we should assume like that, and Tosfos holds that you can't apply Esed Dechalai Sesei to Piri Verivya, that it should be Decha the Isra of Boal HaShivcha, because the Isha doesn't have the mitzvah, so what's on Daf Chof? How come the Gemara says that Dava Poshet, that Esed Dechal Oisesei? By Yibum, if you say the Yavam is not Mechuyev in the mitzvah, so she'll be a violation of the Yisr without any essay to be Deicha. That's his kash. So if you put all of this together, you have it's a murderous kasha, then you got no choice and you have to say the following suggestion. That's what as we were waiting for the elevator yesterday, so some of the people suggested it. You have to say, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said also. You have to say, by Yibum, when you do the Bir Rishayna, that is the mitzvah. It's not only the Maisa mitzvah, that is the Kima mitzvah. Finish your Mekayim the mitzvah. Even if she doesn't become pregnant, even if it's impossible for her to become pregnant, even if he does Bir Shalei Kedarka, even if he does Hara, it's impossible to become pregnant. The woman is 95 years old. She's not going to have children. That's the halacha. When you do the Bir Rishayna, you yoytze the mitzvah. So maybe Masha'ini came by Piru V'Rivya, the Minhas Chinuch points out on the first mitzvah, Piru V'Rivya. So he quotes that Tosis in Bava Basra Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and he says, "What do you mean?" Tosis says, "You yotzei the mitzvah Piru V'Rivya when the man has beer with his wife." The Gemara has a machloikis on that daf that we looked at before. Samach Beis Amud Aleph. What would the din be? Mishahoy Labanim Umesu. That's four lines from the bottom of Samach Beis Amud Aleph in Perek Habo Yevimta. What if a couple were married and they had a son and a daughter and both children died? Are they obligated to have more children or not? So it's a machloikis, and we paskin yinat yaitze. Machloikis Rav Huna and Rav Yechanan. We paskin that yinat yaitze piru v'rivya. Rav Huna holds that you yaitze. The Gemara says, why? Rav Huna mekiyem. Why yaitze piru v'rivya? He has a unique understanding. He says the nature, the yisayda mitzvah piru v'rivya, is that we have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. So every Jewish baby that's born, we're bringing another Jewish neshama into the world, and Mashiach will come. There's a chamber in heaven that's called Guf, Gimel Vav Pei, and that has only Jewish souls in it, and every time another soul comes down into this world, into a Jewish body, so the Mashiach is going to be coming faster. When all the souls will be born into the world, the Mashiach will come. So he holds that even if the children die, as long as they were born and they die later on, so you hasten the coming of Mashiach, and that is the nature of the mitzvah. An unusual interpretation. And we don't pass like that. We assume this memory is true. But we don't assume that that is the nature of the mitzvah Piru V'Rivya. Nature of the Piru V'Rivya mitzvah is something else. Nature of the mitzvah Piru V'Rivya is something else. So if Hoyel Abanim Amesu, if the children die, so he has to start all over again. He has to have another Beinu Bas. He's not Yaitze. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch asked. What did Taisu say? That we should say Esei Decha Lois Esei, that the Ebeknaini Chatzi Ebe B'Chatzi Ben Charen should be permitted to live with the Yisraelis because Esei Decha Lois Esei. What do you mean? He's over the Avera of Ebeknaini living with the Yisraelis when they have the Bia. He's not becoming the mitzvah till way later. Who says she's going to become pregnant? She may not be becoming the mitzvah at all. There are people who try and try and their wife doesn't become pregnant. So how can you say Esei Decha Lois Esei? It has to be Biyitna. You're not Yotze the mitzvah until way later. So Tosis also knew that. That wasn't a secret. Tosis also knew that. So how did Tosis think that it's Biyitna? So Tosis apparently thought this is the Maisa HaMitzvah, the Kiyam HaMitzvah. You're only Mekayim the mitzvah if ultimately later when the children are born. But the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Maisa Biyah that you do now. So Tosis thought in the Kasha that that's enough to say Esei Decha Lois Esei, even though it's only a Maisa Mitzvah. Kiyam Mitzvah is going to take place maybe 9 months later. Maybe they'll have the baby, maybe not. Even if they don't have the baby, but at least the husband and the wife are living together and they're trying to have a child, so that's the Maisa Mitzvah. So Tosis came up with the Chiddush. Ardaf, it's the din is you only say Esei Decha Lois Esei if it's Biyidno. If you're doing the mitzvah sesei simultaneously with the avera. If I do the avera now, and that'll enable me to fulfill a mitzvah later, that's not called biyidna. Biyidna means bevasachas, but also zman. So Tosis had a chiddush. And daf chof, all you see is that esei decha lo sesei by yibum, when you do the bir rishayna, you yotze the whole mitzvah now. He has fulfilled the mitzvah this minute. So that's esei decha lo sesei. This is the maisa mitzvah, this is the kiyama mitzvah. So it's biyidna. Simultaneous with the kiyam mitzvah, he's doing an aver. So the esei decha lois esei. Tosis held that the sakasha by Piru V'Rivya, the maisa mitzvah is not. The kiyam mitzvah may or may not take place 9 months later, may not take place. He may have to try again. But still, since this is the maisa mitzvah, so Tosis was assuming in the kasha a major assumption, a giant step past what it says in the Gemara. That not only do you apply Esei Decha Lois Esei when you do the mitzvah now, you mekayim the mitzvah now, it's biyidna. Even if you're only doing the maisa mitzvah now, it should also be Esei Decha Lois Esei. It's a major chiddush Tosis is assuming in the kash. So on that chiddush Tosis says, but by the woman who's not mechuyev at all, the woman doesn't have the mitzvah Piru V'Rivya, so then this kind of fluke Esei Decha Lois Esei wouldn't apply. But over here in our case, this is a bona fide Esei Decha Lois Esei. Here, the time that they do the Biyah Rishayna, Even if you say the woman is not mechuyev, but the yavam is yotze the mitzvah now. So that's a stronger form of eser dechalei says. So since it's not just the maisa mitzvah, it's the kiyam mitzvah also. So even the woman who is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, we would also apparently have to say we would also say eser dechalei says as far as the isha is concerned, because it's mamish the kiyam mitzvah now. Tosis only said that svare by piri v'rivya. Because by Piri V'Rivya, all you're doing now is a Maisa Mitzvah. You don't have the Kiyama Mitzvah. It may never be a Kiyama Mitzvah. It may never have any children.
Maybe we could make another distinction also, that by the case of the Eved, so the woman has another option. She could just not marry him. But by the case of Yavama, she is stuck.
Right, that's what Taisa says, and Taisa gives three answers there in Baba Basa. That's another answer. As far as here in our case, there's only one way to do Yibum. So she has no choice. But over there, it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim. Mitzad, the Chatz Yeved B'Chatz Ben Choron, he has to marry someone. Abascha has to live with someone, Abascha. But she doesn't have to be with him. She can marry anybody else. That's what Tosfos gives another answer, an independent answer. Yeah.
So do we say that because there's Kima Mitzvah, even though she doesn't have Maisa Mitzvah, meaning, if we have Maisa Mitzvah, we said that the Oisa Mitzvah, it has the Oisa the Chalotasa, but if we have Kima Mitzvah, we said that even the people who are not related to Mitzvah, but are in the context...
Right, that was the suggestion. Exactly how you formulate it, so therefore what? I don't know. But it's stronger, it's better. Yeah.
Didn't you say that that by Tchilas, the reason why that women could wear that Tosis is Chadish, that since Tchilas is Hutra, and Ben Shal Pishkin, so therefore women can wear it, but otherwise women wouldn't be able to wear it?
Uh-huh.
So, isn't that...
Right, because she doesn't have.
Because
she's not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Because no one's doing when she wears the beged shel tchelis with the klayim, no one's fulfilling a mitzvah. Over here, the yavam is fulfilling a mitzvah.
So she's allowed to do it because of the yavam's fulfilling a mitzvah.
Right now, the yavam is fulfilling a mitzvah. So that heta that he has is even mata for her. Maybe that'll be another answer on Tosfos Kasha. I mean, on our Kasha. Maybe that'll be another answer on our Kasha. How come by Piri V'Rivya, Tosfos says you can't apply Eser Dechalei Sesei because the woman is not Mechuyev? And here, the Gemara says you do apply Eser Dechalei Sesei. Maybe the answer is because here it's Hutra. No, it's only Hutra on the Eshesach. It's not Hutra on the Issa Mamzeres. The Issa Mamzeres is based on Dechuya. The Issa Eshesach is Hutra. The Issa Mamzeres is Dechuya. So that's exactly what Rabbi Chanan asks. Since it's only, as far as the Issa Mamzeres and Asina is concerned, it's only Eser Dechalei Sesei. And if we should assume, like Rabbi Yosef in Palat, that the Yevama is not obligated to fulfill a mitzvah, Yevama Yavaleo, it's similar to Piri Rivya, that you have this kasha. Why is it different? Why is Tosfos' case different from here? So that's what, yeah. Yeah, that's the stira. That's the stira. There, Taisa says it does not apply, and Bava Basra Yud Gimel does not apply, and here it seems that it does apply. If you say women are mechuyev in Yavama Yavaleh, the Yavama is mechuyev, so then there's no problem. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat, that the Yavama is not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so don't you see that his mitzvah is Decha Harisa too? So why does Taisa think that his mitzvah, Piri, is not Decha Harisa? You have to distinguish, it's a little bit hazy why. You have to distinguish that there, by the Piri V'Rivya, it's only a Maisa mitzvah. There's no Kima mitzvah. Here it's better. Here it's Mamish the Kima mitzvah. This Rabbi Yosef ibn Palat is at this historical figure. The Meiri, every so often, quotes him by name. He was apparently one of the major Rishonim. He was lost in the shuffle somehow. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a different Teretz. Oh, okay. Snazzy Teretz. Okay. why is there an Isser on the woman? So you say, by Mamzeres, the Isser starts on the men, Hishra Kosav Ishaliyish. The women have the same din. Mashenik came by Leah, Kodesh, Lysi, Kadesh. Each one has their own Isser, so she doesn't schlep nachta the man. So whenever her Isser is because it's also to the man, whenever it's mutta for the man, it's mutta for her. Okay. There is such a discussion in the end of Nedorim. The Mishnah has Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. The din used to be like this. In later generations, they changed the psak. That was a very common practice. Over the generations, the consensus changed. So the Mishnah has in the end of Masachas Nedorim. But Rishayna Hoya Omrim, in the earlier generations, they said, let's say a couple is married, and the woman says she was Mizana. She tells the husband, I had an affair with someone else. So she's saying that she's a Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. If she says she never had an affair with anyone else, and someone wants to testify that she was an Eshes Ishes Insa, but that's the original Dava should be Erba. You need Kimotza Ba'erba's Dava Mimam, and you need two Edim. But if the woman says herself, Tamei lo, she says that she was Mezana Tachas Baila, so that's called Shavi Anafshe Chaticha Di Yisura. A woman is Orem Neman Alatzma Yosem Meyuish. The woman is the man to say, Tamei lo, she's Asura Baila. So they have to get divorced. So in the later generations, the Tanaim said no, that you don't believe the woman because we're concerned. Maybe Shemayneha Nasta Ba'achem. Maybe she fell in love with someone other than a husband. Maybe the whole story is a Baba Maisa. And this is just a stunt. How to get the husband to give her a get. So we don't believe the wife, and the husband can stay with his wife. But all the Rishonim work on the Kasha. What do you mean? The husband doesn't have to believe the wife. She doesn't have the manas on him. Shavyan Napshe, she has the manas on herself. She doesn't have the manas on herself. So how can you let the wife live with her husband? What happened to the Yisr on the wife? She's over the Yisr of Soita Asur Labailo. What's going on? So there's six different terutzim that the Rishonim give. There's a Sefer Malbusha Yontif by one of the big Rabbanim, was the Rav Chaslavich. That's one of the Rav Soloveitchik was born in the city of Chaslavich. So that's one of the few Shadis of Tshuvas from the late years that Rav Soloveitchik was familiar with, because he lived in that city. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav Chaslavich. So he saw the copy of the Malbusha Yontif. The Malbusha Yontif has Chelek Emenezer, has two Chalokim. And Chelek Emenezer has this long tshuva about a situation. Rav Soloveitchik would mention this tshuva from time to time, the way the Rabbanim had to stand on their head, sometimes go out of their way to be Matarisha Labailo, to be Mekel on an issue of Saita Labailo, to be Mekel on Mamzeris, and so on. So he deals with a situation. They didn't have in a home. We're used to homes with many different bedrooms. So this person sleeps in this bed, and the other person sleeps in that. They used to have one big room. The one big room, so the husband and the wife slept there, and the children slept there, and the malamut slept there, and the guests slept there. Everybody slept in the same room. And the bedroom was the kitchen, was the dining room, was the living room, was the den. It was one big room. So the woman says that she was mezana with the malamut. So does the husband have to believe her or not? So he has a long tshuva to be mata the woman, based on the Mishnah in the end of the Nedarim. So he goes through all the six shittas. How can the Mishnah say that the woman is not nemed? What happened to Shavi Anafshe? Chaticha d'Yisur, fine, she's not nemenis l'gabi the Baal, but how can we allow her? How can you allow her to continue living with her husband? So among the various shittas, he quotes that some of the Rishonim say that since the husband is not mechuyev to believe her, kol shemayneh nasna ba'acher, so there's no isur on the husband to live with his wife, so merely there's no isur on the wife to live with the husband. The only time there's an isur on the wife is, like you say, if there's an Isra on the husband, then it carries over to the wife. Isha kosav isha liish. But if there's no Isra on the husband, there's no Isra on the wife. The same thing by Kohanim. Let's say the woman is married to a Kohen, and she says, Tamei ani loch, I was Mezana. So not only an Isra of Saita Asura Labailo, if the husband is not allowed to live with his wife, so the wife has an Isra also. Even Isra Zainu LeKohen also. First, you have to have the Kohen has an Isra to live with the Zayna. If there's an Isra on the man, then there's an Isra on the woman also. But if the man, we were not Mevara that there's an Isra, you don't have any Birur, because he doesn't have to believe her. So the Mele, there's no Isra on her either. It's a big Chiddush. So he said, the Minchas Chinuch suggests like that. Okay. To distinguish between the two cases. So halacha l'maaseh, that's what you see from our daf, that you say, Esedach alay seseh. in the situation of Yibam. However you explain it, that's what you see in Gemara. They say, Esed Echel Eses. Yeah. What do we have on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Aleph? We did a little bit yesterday. Rabbi says that in Kol HaTarakula, Afagav, the B'chol HaTarakula, and Miki, it's Medeb Pshutoy, Hocho, by this Pasuk, V'hoi HaPchol Shetelet, I'll say, Gzereshova, Pikta Mi Pashto the Gamma. Here you don't say, Ena Miki, it's Medeb Pshutoy. So what do we do with the Pasuk? Every phrase in the Pasuk is an allusion to a different din. V'hoi HaPchol is Mitzvah of Godly Yabim. Ashetelet, Pratla Islandis. Sheini or letters. Yochama Shemachid means Lenachlo. The brother who performs the Yibum gets the Yerusha from the Achameis. And Lachim, and then it says what? Yochama Shemachid Ameis. How does it go? Shemachameis. Well, they Machid Shema be Yisrael, Prat Lesaris, Sheshma Machid. That if he is a Saris, so there's no din of Yibum Machaditza. If who is a Saris? Either or. If the brother who died is a Saris, or if the surviving brother, the Yavim is a Saris, either one or the other is a Saris, there's no din of Yibum, there's no din of Chalitza, there's nothing with nothing. Just like if she is an islandess, if the Yavim is an islandess, there's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum, there's no Zika at all. There was even a machlekes whether Saris islandess is Misya Bemis. We passed like rubber that she is Misya Bemis, but if the Achameis or the Achachai, if one or the other is a Saris, so there's no din of Yibum Chalitza. Fine. So let's take a look here on Chof Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta. Masiv Rava, the Gemara first thought that this is a din deraisa, that Chayvi Lavin, there's no Yibam at all. So the Gemara is going to say, it's wrong. If there's no Yibam at all on the level of deraisa, I should say in Boalu, Loikonu. Because the Yavam Habol Yavimtoi, if there's an Issa Kores, if there's no Yibam, so there's an Issa Reishasach Kores, so they're in Boalu Loikonu. The only time we say Boalu Konu, if there's no Issa, if it's Mutar to do Yibam. But if it's a din deraisa, you're not allowed to do yibum, so there wouldn't be a din in Baal Ukon. So the Gemara quotes a Beferish of Tosefta, where it says there's a Petsuadaka or a Krushavcha, the surviving brother is a Petsuadaka Krushavcha, and that's a loisese, that's a lav. And nonetheless, it says in Baal Ukon. So you see Beferish, and on the level of deraisa, there still is yibum. So that's Masiv Rava, and that's how they rejected it. The whole Drasha on Amar Aleph. They rejected it. It cannot be that that's a din deraisa by Chai Ve'lavin, that there's no Yibum. It must be that that Pasuk, Yesh Lechivam Acheres, She'olah Lechalitz, Ve'olah Yibum, is only by Chai Ve'lavin V'yesi. Because Ein Eser Dechol Eser V'yesi. Fine. So let's see that Tosefta. What does it say? Mosiv Rava, what does it say? P'tzua Dako Okrus Shavcha, the surviving brother, is either P'tzua Dako Okrus Shav the Yavam, or Sris Odom. There's a difference between a Svis Chama and a Svis Adam. Svis Chama means when the baby was born, he already had a problem. He's a Ptsuadaka Krushovcha Mileda. He's a Soris. Svis Chama means from the minute that he bounced out of the mother's body and the sun was shining on him, from day number one he was already a Soris. So a Svis Chama is permitted to get married. The din that Ptsuadaka Krushovcha is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl, that's only if it's Bidei Adam. But if it's Bidei Shamayim, he was a Saris, he was born a Saris, the din is he's allowed. So Saris Chama is more kal, but again to the lav of Le'yavu B'tzvodak U'kushovcha B'kal Hashem, the lav only applies if he's a Saris Odom. If he's a Saris Chama, it doesn't apply. So here it says, what if the fellow is a Saris Odom or a Zokain? He's an old man, he can't have any children. Hatara Shavat, the B'tzvodak U'kushovcha Saris Odom HaZokain, he's 85 years old. He can do beer, he can have tashmash, but he's too old to have any children, the father any children. So nonetheless, that's not the same. That's not the same as a soris that we said. If he's a soris, then there's no din of yibam machalitza. There's no zika. That doesn't apply here. Why not? So that's what it says on the side. Lekamon ayin tes on the base ayin sham. So take a look in the Mishnah, Ayin Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah quotes, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati, Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua were contemporaries, and Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, the earlier generation of Shamati, I have an old tradition from earlier years, Shehasoris Choleitz V'choltzin Le'ishtoi, if the Yovam who's alive is a Saris, or the man who died was a Saris, we still have Chalitza. And also Shamati heard Vasaris Lochol, it's Lochol Tzim Liyishtai, that if the brother who died or the surviving brother is a Saris, you don't have Chalitza Yibn, there's nothing. The Ein Li Lefarsh, I don't know how to make heads or tails out of this. I have two traditions that contradict each other. I'm Rabbi Akiva, I'm the Afarish. I have the pshat, I'll give you the answer. I'll explain to you what your masorah is. Sris Adam Cholitz v'cholzun li'ishtem aneish oisoloi shas ha-kosher. Sris Chamel ha-cholitz v'cholzun li'ishtem aneish oisoloi shas ha-kosher. Then again, to the love of that Tzuadaku Krushovcha is not allowed to get married, we say the reverse. If he's a Tzuadaku Krushovcha, if he's a Soris B'dei Shamayim, if he's a Sris Chamel, then he's mutter to get married. If he's a Sris Adam, if he's a Soris B'dei Adam, then he's not allowed to get married. Here, benegir to this din, benegir to this halacha of a soris, that there's no zika, there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, here it's the hepech, here it's just the reverse. If the man who died, if either the one who died or the surviving brother, the Yovam, if either one of them is a soris, if he's a sris chama, he was always a soris. Lo hoysa lo shas ha-kosher. There wasn't even 1 year of his life that he was not a soris. From birth he was always a soris, then the pasuk excludes it. That's the Brice on Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. That Amikri Yetzim Edei Pshut over here, that every phrase in the Pasuk means something else. But if the fellow is a Sris Odom, he's a Ptsuadaku Krushovcha Bidei Odom, so as far as the love of Loyavu Ptsuadaku Krushovcha Bekal Hashem, that's Mochom. Sris Odom is also love of the Kol. But as far as Yibam Machalitz is concerned, since Hoysolo Shas HaKosher, before they did the surgery on him, before they made him into a Soros, he was healthy. He was not a Soros. Since Hoysol Shas HaKosher, so he's not covered with that pasuk. So that's what the Gemara quotes, this Tosefta, on that daf, Ayin Tes Amud Beis, 10 lines after the Mishnah ends, so the Gemara quotes this Tosefta, Petzuadaku Kushavcha, Sri Sodom HaZokein, all four share the same thing, come, they can't have any children. So despite the fact that the simple mashmos of the idea of Yibum is l'hokim li'ochib shem b'Yisrael, to give birth to children, but nonetheless, even though it's not roi l'hoilet, it's a psuadak or krushov chazokin or a sri sodom, you can't give birth to children, you still have chalitza v'Yibum. It's still possible. And then the Tosefta spells out both directions, whether the one who died was a soris, and the one who's alive is the living brother, the surviving brother is healthy, or the one who died was healthy, and the one who's alive, the Yovam was alive, is a Soris. In either case, if it's a Sris Chama, then there's no Yibam and the Chalitza, because lo Hoysalo Shas HaKosher. And if it's a Sris Adam, since Hoysalo Shas HaKosher, so he is included in the din of Chalitza of Yibam. You have Mishnais like that in other places also. Rabbi Yeshua, you have in the end of Psochim, towards the end of Psochim, next to the last parak, Mishah Yatomei. So you have a Mishnah. The Tana says, I have an old tradition, I don't know how to make sense out of it. Then the later Tana says, I'll tell you how to make sense. And he explains, if it's like this, it's like this, and like that. You have an Egoim also like that. The Tana says, I don't remember, maybe it's Taka Rebbe Shu with Rebbe Kiva, I don't remember already. One of the earlier Tanaim says, I have two traditions, I don't know how to make sense out of it. And the later Tana says, do you give me permission to give a suggestion? So the earlier Tana says, are you going to be Mekayim my Masor, or are you going to slug up the Masor? No, I'm going to explain the Masor. So he says, okay, say. What do you say? So here, Rabbi Akiva, he wasn't there. Rabbi Akiva didn't hear the Masor. Rabbi Yeshua had a Masor. He didn't know how to make sense out of it. Rabbi Akiva reconstructed it. He says, I'll tell you when. The Soris is Chaylates, if Hoysalo Shas HaKosher. Lo Hoysalo Shas HaKosher is not. So here, on this Tosefta, on Chof Amid Beis, on this Tosefta, there are two Girsas. He have in the Hagor Sagro. The way it says in our Tosefta, it says, these four people, Tzuadaku Krushovcha, Sris Adam, it's the same thing. Tzuadaku Krushovcha, Sris Adam, V'Hazokin, all four of them can't have any children. So in Agirsan, the Gemara in the Tosefta, it says, Ocholtzon Om Yabim. If they wanted, they're allowed to do Yibum. They can do Yibum if they want. It's Mutal Chatchila to do Yibum. What do you mean by Tzuadaku Krushovcha, also Mutal Chatchila to do Yibum? How can it be? That's Kzeir Abirishan ought to be a Shnia. The Rashi says, well, that's not exactly, not allowed to. Rashi writes, Om Yabim Lav L'chatchila Kama El Yibumam Yibum Shimboal Ukonu Kirikton of Yozom. Yeah, so why does it say, O Cholzon Om Yabim if they want? It goes on Zokin. On Zokin there's no Lav. There's no iser for a zaken to live with a woman. So the zaken, the older man, is permitted l'chatchila to do yibum, even though it's not roi l'hoilet. And the girsas agro is, instead of saying, oh cholzen o miyabim, it should say cholzen v'lo miyabim. That it's not proper to allow a zaken to do yibum. The zaken should l'chatchila not do yibum. Because not roi l'hoilet. It's like a chumra midirabbanon. Really, asoris is only asoris. Asoris, only asris chamo. He's not allowed to do yibum. But a zaken who was able to have children at a younger age, now he's already so old, he has no zera, he's not roi l'hoilet. So l'chatchila midirabbanon, we don't permit him to do yibum. So the Vilna Goin points out that apparently was the girsas Rambam, that the Rambam writes l'chatchila k'mo shekosov Rambam m'shar poskim, that the group of Rishonim write like that, that l'chatchila if the yavam, the surviving yavam, is a zaken, to l'chatchila it's not proper for him to do yibum, he should only do chalitza. Okay, but the Eved, if he went ahead and he did yibum, so there's no issue, he doesn't have to get divorced. But the Eved in boalu konu. That's the Gemara. The rest of the Gemara we learned already, and then we got until Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara was commenting on Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Gemara was commenting on the Mishnah had an old and ancient formulation from the earlier generations. Isa mitzvah v'isa kedusha choletzav zelomis yabem. So there was a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda in the Tana and the Mishnah. What do the two expressions mean? So the Tana in the Mishnah says Isa mitzvah goes on the Rabbanans. Isa mitzvah, Ishnias Medivrei Seifim. Why is it called Isa mitzvah? Mitzvah Lishma Divrei Chachamim. And what's Isa Kedusha? Koin Gadol be Almana, Koin Hedyet be Grusha. Okay. And Rabbi Yehuda in the Braise says the Hepach. Rabbi Yehuda Machlev, Tain Rabbi Yehuda Machlev, Isa mitzvah means Almana Koin Gadol. And he said, Kedusha is Kadosh Atzvah Mutar Lecha goes on the Din of the Rabban. Fine. So the Gemara here, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, starts a whole discussion about Shnius. Who was Geizer Shnius? So that's Takana Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech introduced. How do you know it's Shlomo HaMelech? Because they quote the Pasuk from Koheles, chapter Yud Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mehocha, V'izein V'chiker V'tikein M'shalom Harbei. Shlomo HaMelech introduced a lot of takonis. What takonis did he introduce? So the Taptos is quotes from the beginning of the second parak in Erevin. The Gemara says he introduced a Ruvi Chatzeris. That if you have a wall, you have, let's say you have an apartment building and different families live in each apartment. So in HaTorah, you have walls around the whole building, so Rishu Sayachit. You have walls around the city. You have an Erev around the whole city, so the whole city is one big Rishu Sayachit. In HaTorah, it's a Rishu Sayachit. Midrabban Shlomo HaMelech introduced the Chumre. Since one family lives in this apartment, a different family lives in the other apartment in a big city, one family lives in one house, a different family lives in the other house, so Midrabban and Shlomo HaMelech introduced, you're not allowed to carry from one, from Rishu Sayachet Shel Reuben to Rishu Sayachet Shel Shimon. It's a new Isser, and if you want to carry, you have to have put away an Erev Chatzeres. He made a Chumra and he made a Kula. You need Erev Chatzeres. And he also made the Takana of Netilas Yadayim. Nitilus Yadayim. What? Nitilus Yadayim for washing for bread? Or Nitilus Yadayim for eating truma? I think the Gemara says Nitilus Yadayim for bread was later. I think Shlomo HaMelech made Nitilus Yadayim to eat truma. So the Gemara says when he made the two takonis, Bishor Shetik and Shlomo and the top tesis, on Chof Aleph and Aleph, Bishor Shetik and Shlomo and Nitilus Yadayim the Eruvin, Eruv Chatzeres, Yotza Baskol the Yomra, and the Baskol came out and proclaimed the Pasuk in Mishlei, that says, Chacham b'ni, al-ken yismach libi gamoni. The Bezun Shalmaila gave him a yashikoyach. They approved of the takona. So Taisa says, our Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was the one who made the takona of Shnias Medivrei Sof. You're not allowed to marry your grandmother and so on. So why doesn't the Gemara say, in Erevin Daf Chof Aleph, that the Baskol gave him a yashikoyach for that also? And for Taisa, maybe he made the takonas at different times. So the Baskol only came out after he made the takona of Erevin, Erevi Chatzeres and the Tilis Yadayim, and then there wasn't another Baskol later. But still, the Gemara says these were three major takonas that were instituted by Shlomo HaMelech: Erevin, the Tilis Yadayim, and the Shnius Larayis. So the Gemara asks about 10 lines from the top of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Omar Rove Remez L'Shnius Menatar Minay. Where is there an Asmachta Where is there a mocker and chumash? Remez means an asmachta mid rabbanon that there's such a concept of shnius la'arayis. So Gemara shenemek kola shiyase mikola toevis ha'el. Kol toevis ha'el osa anshe horetz asher lefnechem. So toevis ha'el, the word el means kosher, as it says ve'seli horetz lokach, the strong people. So kola toevis ha'el means that there are, that's written at the end of Parshas Arayis, at the end of Parshas Achrimois. So there you see from the pasuk there are Ta'evos Koshois, there are Arayis Koshois, and there are Arayis Rakois. Kol Ta'evos El Koshois Mechaldik Arakos. Apparently there's a list of prohibited marriages, of forbidden marriages, relatives, that's only soft Arayis, not hardcore Arayis. Ma'iniu, that's the remes for the Shnius. The Shnius Mendivrei Sof. As we spoke yesterday, that the Rambam, Moshe Feinstein points out, the Rambam puts them in descending order of importance. So first he writes, Chayvi Krisis, Arayis, Arayis, and then he writes Shneis, then he writes Chayvi Lavin. He holds that in a certain sense, the Rambam seems to imply, that in a certain sense, the Chayvi, the Shneis, Arayis, are more chomer than the Chayvi Lavin. It's Arayis mid the Rabban. Chayvi Lavin is not Arayis, even mid the Rabban is not Chayvi, it's not Arayis. So then the Gemara wants to know, the word Ha'el means kosher, or the word ho'el means rakos. At first he said, Kodoshiyasa mikola to'evus ho'el is kosher, and to'evus rakos, that's in a, the mashmos is that there are to'evus rakos, there are prohibited relatives, that's shnius la'arayis. So now the Gemara asks, but isn't this lema pliga de Rab Levi? Should I say that this mem Rav Rava in disagreement with Rab Levi? Rab Levi says, kosher onshin shal midis yosim onshin shal la'arayis. If a person cheats in business, weights and measures, if he cheats in business, so that Aveira is worse than Boal Arayis. How does he come off to say such a thing? Because by Arayis it says, Kola Toevis Ha'el. And by Midas, if you have weights and measures that are faulty and you're stealing, you're cheating from the public, you're giving them 4.5 pounds of potatoes and you're charging them for 5 pounds of potatoes. So there it says, Eile, Kola Toevis Ha'ele. So the Gemara says, you see that the word Eile is kosher and the word Eile is not so kosher. So what do you tell me? Reb Levi seems to be in contradiction with Rava. He has a right to disagree. Rava has a right to disagree with Reb Levi. Reb Levi lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rava lived in Bavel. They're two different people. But he has a right to disagree. So the Gemara is asking, Lema, should I say Pliga to Reb Levi? Should I say necessarily that Rava and Reb Levi disagree? The Gemara says, no, it's not a kosher. The Gemara says, Eile, on the second white line, Eile is kosher. And for the Gemara, the word El means kosher. And the word Ele is more kosher than that. So they're both correct. Everything could be correct. In what sense is Midos, weights and measures, cheating in business, in what sense is that Yosef Homer, kosher onshin shal Midos, Yosef mi onshin shal Arayis? And for the Gemara, because Elamai Chumrai on the third white line, why are midas, the weights and the measures, the scales, why is that more chomer than rice? Hani yafshe b'tshuva, hani lo yafshe b'tshuva. If someone is baal ha'erva, it's possible to be choyze b'tshuva. Unless hodim imena mamzer. That's a mishnah in the end of the first perek in Chagiga. Baal ha'erva, hodim imena mamzer. So as long as the mamzer is alive, so it's not shaykh to do tshuva. If the mamzer will die, so then you don't have any physical embodiment of the avera in front of your eyes, so then it's possible to do tshuva. One of the recent mechabrim from before the war has a chakir in a sefer. It's a little humorous. If a person does, the Gemara says in the end of Yuma, if a person does tshuva miyira, it's a lower level. If you do tshuva miyav, it's a higher level. So the Gemara says, if a person does tshuva miyira, he's afraid he's going to burn in Gehenna, and he gets and he's shaking. He does tshuva miyira, so the averis that he did b'mezid will be considered as if he did it b'shegi. But if the person does the avera, if the person does the tshuva me'ava, not only me'ira, he's afraid he's going to burn again. If he does tshuva me'ava, he really recognizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's so embarrassed, he's so ashamed that he did this avera, and he does tshuva me'ava, then zedonis, the avera that he did the mezid, nasan lo kishchuyas. It'll be considered as if he did mitzvahs. So that's what one of the mechabrim has a suffix. Let's say Habo'al Ha'erva V'Halei B'Menet Bein. So the Bein is a mamzer. So as long as the mamzer is alive, it's not shaykh to do tshuva. What if the person will do tshuva me'ahava? So it's done as tas and look, his chuyas. So it'll be considered as if he did a mitzvah. So maybe the mamzer should become ois mamzer, because he never did an aver. It's a little bit humorous. This is in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva. The author claims, I think we mentioned that once in a while, the author claims that he's a dayan in Lodz, and he gives you the believe it or not of halacha. And he says he's going to tell you every volume where it is in the Sefer, chapter and verse. You should look it up, because he says if you won't see it inside, you won't believe that it says it. He gives the most humorous quotations from Sefer Shadas HaTshuvos. So he quotes this whole discussion. And then he does Tshuva Mayavas, so maybe I should say Zdonis Nasan Lok His Chuyas. So it comes out of Gloy Muslim Afrey, he never did an Avera. So it comes out that the Vlad is Nishkin Mamzer, because there was no Avera. So therefore, it's Shaykh that he should do Tshuva. It's a little bit funny. So what does the Gemara say? The difference is, Abol Ha'erv, in what sense, my chumrai? Why is Midas? Why weights and scales and measures for a businessman if he cheats in business? Why is that a bigger Avera? Why is it Mochom and Abol Ha'erv? The Gemara says, Abol Ha'erv, Ef Shebe Tshuva, if Loi Ha'lid Mamzer. Hani, one who cheats in business, like Efshe b'tshuva, it's impossible for him to do tshuva. Why not? Why is it impossible? Because the Gemara says in Brachas that one who steals from someone else can only begin to talk about tshuva if he returns the gzeila, the heshivus hagzeila. Because, man, you didn't return the money that you stole. It's not shaykh to discuss tshuva. See, if I stole $1 million from you, so I have to give you back $1 million. But if I cheated, I have a store, and I cheat the public, I cheat everybody. I don't know how much I stole from any particular person. Maybe I did cheat you, maybe I never cheated you. So the only way to do tshuva, the Gemara says, in the Bava Kama, he should approximate how much money he earned big zela, and he should use that money, yasa behem tzorchei rabim. He should make a water fountain in the neighborhood, or he should pay for a park, or he should buy svarim for the shul. So all of the people whom we cheated in business will be nana from the water fountain, from the park, and from the benches, and from the svarim in the library. But that's a bimkaim, that's the real hashavas hagzeilus, to give back the amount of money to the person, not to force it upon him. Go use my water fountain and it'll be considered ki'ilu. I did the hashavas hagzeilus. Hashavas hagzeilus has to be really when you give it back. So since this is not a full hashavas hagzeilus, so it's a... How does Rashi write? Rashi on the top, about the 9 lines from the top of the Dav. Yafagav the Kaim alone, it says, Beitzel Choftes. Yisakim Behem Tzorchi Rabim, Sagmani and the Bava Kama also. Gozo, Veinadem, and me Gozo. He cheated the public. He has his store and he cheats everybody. And he doesn't know how much he cheated any particular person. So the Gemara gives the Yates, Yasvam Tzorchi Rabim. So Rashi writes, Abalav Tshuva Mal Yisi. That's not the full-fledged Tshuva. The full Tshuva is when the Heshem is Hagzela. The Gemara says, a guy can do tshuva from today till next year on Gzeilif. If Kol's money doesn't give back the money, the tshuva is a joke. Tshuva is meaningless. So this is not a full-fledged Vehesha V'sag Gzeilif. When's Yasbam Tzorchi Rabbi. So that's what the Gemara says. The word El means kosher. Mechalal Dika Raka is that Shnius are Arayis, soft Arayis. And then the word Eileh is more Chomer than El. But the word El is also Chomer. Then the Gemara quotes various psukim to imply that Shlomo HaMelech was the one who made the takana. So they quote the pasuk from Kehelis, Izeh mechike v'tikim m'shalom harbe. He made it like oznayim. If you have a big basket, a big barrel, and it's hard to hold it with your two hands, but if you have a handle on it, then you can hold on to it. So here, Shlomo HaMelech was misaken shnius la'arayis to have a handle to be able to hold on to the real arayis, to be mechazik, the prohibition of gili arayis, the arayis. All the gzeres are abonah, to be mechazik, the din of the arayis. Then the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Rabboshi Yama Mihocha, pray while tava boy, stay mi'olah va'avor. You have to stay far away from the avir. So to stay far away, so Shlomo HaMelech introduced nias la'arayis. So this will serve as a protection, as a siog, not to come close to the isa de arayis. The Gemara quotes the other pasuk from Chumash, "Ushmatem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres lemishmarti." Not only we mentioned yesterday, the Mesillas Yesharim says not only an instruction to the Rabbanim, it's an instruction teaching every individual person. If you know that you're in a situation Well, you may have a yetzahara for something, so you better make a siyog. You shouldn't think the chachamim never prohibited it, so there's no problem. No, mishmatam is mishmati, is speaking to each and every individual person. The Prima Goddim raises a suffix in his Psicha HaKolelis Torachayim, in his general introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. Usually we have a klal in the Gemara. Whenever it says in the Chumash, Yishama Pen V'Al, that's an indication that you're dealing with a loisese. Like Yishama L'cha B'nega HaTzaras. So the Mishnah says in the Goyim, Achoytech Baheres Zoyva Balab. A person, let's say, has a nega tzaras on his skin. They're supposed to show it to the Kohen, that the Kohen should pass Kantama Yatohar. He doesn't want to go through that, the whole system. So he just takes a knife and he cuts it off. So he's not tohar. Negat saras, you're only tame if the coin declares that you're tame. So if you cut it off and the coin never got a chance to look at it, or after you cut it off, then the coin looks at it. So he can't say tame now. He can only say tame if he looks at it while it's on my skin. And then he declares tame. Once I cut it off, so the whole story is over. So you're not allowed to do that. That's the pasuk. Yisham lecha benegat saras, do not cut off. Achaytach Baharis is Zayva Balav, and you get Malkus. So the Gemara says, but in order to get Malkus, the Parsha of Malkus we discussed from the beginning of the Masechta. And Chumash Dvarim we darshan Smuchim. If you have two Psukim, two Parshas, one next to the other, so we darshan Smuchim. So many, many, many famous drushes are based on Smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. So one of them is, who gets Malkus? It says in the Chumash, whoever is a Rosha. Ba'oyon bin HaKoyis HaRosha. He gets Malkus. How do you determine who's a Rasha? So the Gemara says in Malkus, in Perik Elohein Aloik, in the third Perik, that's determined if the Lab is Dumi, the Lab, the Chasim, because the Saksim Shabbadishoi is written in Chumash right next to the Pasuk of Bahayam Bin HaKoyis HaRasha. So any Aver that's similar to the Saksim Shabbadishoi. So the Gemara says, well, Loi Saksim Shabbadishoi says Loi. If he what if it doesn't say loy? So the Gemara says, if it says hishoma, pen, or al, that's the equivalent of loy. But if it's none of the above four, doesn't say loy, doesn't say hishoma, pen, or al, it's a lava bomach lal asay, so that's like an asay. That it, since it's not written in a stronger lotion, so that's an asay. So the Gemara says hishoma, pen, or al, implies a loy sesay. So if we're going to raise the possibility, maybe shmartem is mishmarti, asum mishmeris le mishmarti, maybe the Chachamim are only authorized to make Gzera, so the Torah only is encouraging us to make a Gzera if you're afraid the person's going to violate a Lois Sasei. What if the Bezin is only concerned someone's going to violate a Mitzvah Sasei? They'll be Mevatel Mitzvah Sasei. Do they have a right to make a Gzera de Rabbanon, Asei Siyog LaTor? Or maybe that's insufficient Tzorech. Maybe it's only sufficient Tzorech if you have a Tzorech Godel where the Bezin is concerned someone's going to violate a Lois Sasei. So that's the suffix that he raises. The whole mocker of the institution of making Zeris. Ushmartem is mishmarti, asu mishmeres le mishmarti. So maybe the second word, le mishmarti, means a lois essay, not an essay. So he writes and he writes and he writes. He quotes the first Mishnah in Brachas, that the Tanoim have a machlekes. Does it make sense to make a Gzera? You have to say Kriyashma before Chatzos, because you may forget, and you never get to say Kriyashma. Sounds like you do have a right to make a Gzera the Rabban, because you're afraid someone's going to be Mevat le mitzvah. Of Kriya Shema Bizman. Then he says, no, it's wrong. He quotes a sugya in Menachos in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. There is a machlokes there, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When it comes the morning of Tezai in Nissan, the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, so the pasuk says, you're not allowed to eat chodosh in Eretz Yisrael, at least in Eretz Yisrael. Lech v'kol v'kam l'sochlu, Aretzem Hayam Hazeh. Aretzem Hayam Hazeh means Aritzum Shal Yam, till the morning. Then it says, Ad Havyachem Masayim Atnufo. So in the morning of Tezayin, there's still a Loisese Yanai. So that's a Machleg Zabiech Namesh Lokesh. So one Amoira says, the Loisese of Chodesh is up until Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer. You're violating a Loisese if you eat Chodesh. The other one says, no. When it comes Amud HaShachar, when it comes Alois HaShachar of Tezayin, this Loisese is off. It's only an Iser Esay, Ad Havyachem Masayim Atnufo. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh before Minchas Ha'omer. So the Gemara says, how can it be a machlokes toshma? It says it is after the hakrovas minchas ha'omer, people would walk out of the Beis Hamikdash and they would go buy grains that were available in the stores, and they were selling it shelo b'tzon chachamim. The rabbanim made a gzera. The rabbanim, you're not allowed to deal in business with chodesh because you may forget and eat it yourself, and the shopkeepers all violated this. So the Gemara says, bishleim if there's a loisese. Up until Hakrovas Minchas Ha'omer, then I understand why they have a right to make Gzera Derabban, and you're not allowed to be selling Chodosh. You may forget and eat it. But if you hold that Heir Pnei HaMizruch and Tazayin in the morning, the lab is off already, and it's just an Isar essay, so why did the Rabbana have a right to make Gzera Derabban? That's how Tosfos interprets the Gemara. So the Prima Gadim says, you see beferish in the Gemara, that this is the case. That Desna only has a right to make Gzera if they're concerned that someone's going to violate a loy sesay. But if they're only afraid someone's going to be mevatla mitzvah sesay, they have no right to make Gzera. Okay, we better run to Mincha. Rabbi.